Today we talk a little bit about the love energy level. To live your life in love. It's kind of a step-by-step process. At least 51%. And basically choose love. And very much like A Course in Miracles, that's what you are. If that is your direction, don't change your mind. And because you were facing quite a lot of obstacles to live life in love. Because a lot of time, when you choose to live in love, you will notice a lot of non-love. Make sense? If you do not choose it, you cannot tell the contrast so sharply. If you choose, I'm going to live life in love. And also be innocent and curious. Understand, you're not quite sure what love is. So on one hand, you are learning. On the other hand, you choose to live life the best you can in love. So let's say you choose live your life in love. And I can tell you, you won't be successful. Because you will notice you are in non-love stay quite a lot because you choose love. You know what I mean? If you don't choose love, you're normal. You know, it's something loving and all beautiful, and then you're in love for 5 minutes. And you get used to live life in non-love. So to choose to live life in love, okay, if you insist, you notice a lot of non-love. And to begin with, you have resistance. Just like to smile, okay, first thing in the mirror to see your own face. And smile when you do cooking your brown rice and tofu. And stir fry your bean sprouts. So can you do that? Not too much to ask. The common sense will tell you, okay, yeah, I can do it. But for your surprise, you will have a lot of resistance. You will screw your face up quite often. Human default program is not in love. And then the Lord One kind of give you some idea. 51%, please. Very kind of them. You just know you cannot stay there all the time. 51%. So to start with, you choose to live life in love all the time. And you notice when you get angry. You notice you got frustration. You notice you got bored. You notice you got lonely. And you keep coming back to love. Hopefully, you start to reaching 51%. You notice the irritation, you notice all that. Meaning, you're not in love. If you do not choose, you're normal. You're just normal, you are what you are, okay? Bit spiritual, you know? Not quite sure, am I spiritual or not spiritual? And but you choose to live life in love. And you will notice the contrast more and more. And inevitable, because you are in school. It's a training ground. So accepting that. And then when you remember and practicing it, you live life in love. You cooking, I cooking with love. Okay, as much as I know how. The irritation, impatient come in. I'm coming back to live life in love, and I cook, okay, you know, more patiently, and then, you know, staying there, don't rush, and those things. It's a practice. That means extend your practice the whole day. It's not too much to ask, you know what I mean. That means you feel good, but you notice you don't feel good most of the time. That means you practice to feel good, basically, okay? And it takes years if you haven't started yet. So your behavioral levels, okay, and then your daily existence, driving your car with love, you even love your car and so forth. You start to extend it. It's an energy field. Energy follows the mind, remember? Energy field. And then with your meditation, it becomes real from inside. Now, this is very important because the source creating a whole universe from inside out. Literally, okay, you know, spiritual enlightenment transformation, healing, remove all the obstacle, enable you to know you are beyond the star, beyond creation, beyond Milky Way, beyond the physical universe, beyond, okay, a multidimensional universe. It's a source of existence. When you know it, it is total enlightenment. You are it. Not many people achieving that. So because of that, the process, you notice, okay, you know, the evolution through your spine, the evolution through the chakra system, the evolution is through consciousness. It becomes an art. Especially 21st century, a lot of essential information being openly being given to humanity. Never before happened. Don't waste the window. Still, free will and choice is still applied to manifestation world, like here. So humankind can still destroy the human species. Humankind can still destroy the planet Earth. Humankind can still continue, okay, to pollute the planetary system. We all know that. So it's a free will and choice of work. The more you're awake, the less pollution you will contribute outside of yourself. Interesting. It is true. You choose love. Because of mind, then, okay, you're not stupid if you choose love. And then you continue to modify, continue to get into to adjust, continue to monitor. It forces you to forgive. It forces you to let go. It forces you, okay, you know, to not winning an argument. It forces you to see the world and the other differently. Because if I look at you, okay, I get disgust, okay? I don't feel enough. You know what I mean? I have a comment about, you know, oh, she's getting fat this day. I'm not enough. Just a thought. Wow. It was very difficult, isn't it? Yeah. The pathway is straight and narrow. That's the reason why, no time to waste. Even I think about you are getting fat, I'm not enough. Discuss the others, okay, you know, inside your mind, you're not enough. So you notice, okay, is how difficult it is for a normal human being because it's keep adjusting work. So I call this eventually, it's called alignment. And this alignment can be practiced, can be increased,